Brothers and sisters, our readings today speak to us about our relationship with God. In the first reading, the prophet Isaiah speaks of the way in which God is like a mother who can never forget her infant child. He goes even further to say that even if a mother were to be so lax as to forget her infant child, God will never forget his people. These words are comforting words. They remind us that God is always concerned for us, even more so than the most concerned mother in the world. And yet so often we lose sight of this reality. We forget that God is concerned for us, that he knows what is good for us, and that not only does he know what is good for us, but that he wills what is good for us. When we lose sight of the fact that God knows what is good for us and simultaneously wills what is good for us, we often find ourselves in bad situations. What happens is that we stop trusting in God and begin to place our trust in ourselves and only ourselves. Earlier this week, I was listening to our local Catholic radio station. If you didn't know, we have a Catholic radio station. We do. It's 91.9 on your FM dial. And I heard a professor from the University of Notre Dame, by the way, go Irish, being interviewed by Al Cresta. And they were speaking about the way in which society has changed since the 1950s. They observed that there was a time in America when people had trust in God and his divine providence, but that this is broken down in recent decades. In the 1960s, it became fashionable to question all authority, and consequently, our trust wasn't placed externally in a higher authority, but internally in our own authority. That is to say, when we question all authority, we implicitly make our individual self the only authority. We create a situation where we determine individually what is and what is not true. And this, of course, is really nothing new. Scripture is filled with examples of people who ceased to trust in God and instead placed their trust in themselves. We see this in the story of original sin. Rather than trusting that God loved them and willed what was good for them, Adam and Eve placed their trust in the serpent, which led to disastrous consequences. We see it in the story of Israel. After having been freed from slavery by Pharaoh in the desert, the Israelites lost faith in the fact that God knew and willed what was good for them. And instead, they placed their trust in themselves. And consequently, they created their own God, a calf molded from gold. Even the great Saint Peter fell victim to this. While he was in the process of walking on water, he takes his eyes off of Jesus and begins to sink. And I could go on and on. Despite the numerous scriptural examples of the cataclysmic consequences that result from placing our trust in ourselves rather than God, we human beings seem to never learn. In the first volume of his Jesus of Nazareth trilogy, Pope Emeritus Benedict XVI reflected on the way in which we often place our trust not in God, but in ourselves. The Pope Emeritus humorously observed that our prayer frequently follows a pattern where we say something to the effect of, "Lord, please solve the world's problems. And in case you don't get around to it, I'm going to do it for you." In other words, rather than trusting that God does care about the world, instead of trusting that he knows and wills what is good for the world, we try to take matters into our own hands, assuming that we know best, and simply ask God to bless our fallible human ideas. Ironically, in doing so, we often become our own worst enemy, as we become the ones who stand in the way of God. We become the ones who prevent his will from working in our lives. Friends, what we're to glean from this is that the more that we grasp for control, the more we will find ourselves separated from, if not at odds, with God. The gospel calls us not to take control of situations in our world, but to confront the situations that cause us vexation by placing them in the hands of the Lord. When we grasp for control, we imply that we know what is best. And while we may have good intentions, our good intentions often interfere with God's greater plan. Thus, in the gospel today, Christ instructs us to place our trust in the Lord. He urges us not to become anxious over things, but to have faith in the Lord. Now, to be clear, he's not suggesting that we do nothing and say, okay, well, God will take care of everything. But rather, he's asking us to trust that God is at work, that he will provide for the needs of his people. Let me give you a concrete example of how this works. I want to use our own ministry at St. Patrick's School as the example. Now, everybody here is aware that our school is facing tough times in terms of finances and, more importantly, in terms of enrollment. And I don't think that it's any secret that I have an affection for Catholic education and a particular fondness for our parish school at St. Patrick and its mission. I think it plays an important part in our ability to evangelize and create disciples here in Tioga County. And so when I learned that there was a possibility that the school could close, I was obviously unnerved and disheartened. But the way in which I approached this challenging situation was through prayer, by asking God to let me know what he wanted me to do in light of the realities that we're facing. And while I have my own thoughts and my own ideas about the school, I know that they're meaningless if they're not part of God's bigger plan. And so what I didn't do is I didn't go to God and say, here, this is what you need to do, and in case you're not going to do it, let me be the one, I'll take care of it for you, just, you know, give me the stuff I need. Instead, I said to the Lord, I do want this school to remain open. I see that there's great good that it brings. But more importantly, I want your will to be done. And I know that whatever your will is, you will take care of your people, no matter what. So, Lord, your will, not mine, be done. Now, this doesn't mean that I'll be happy if the Lord comes back to me and says, well, Father Brian, I decided it's time to close the school. But at the same time, what I don't do is I don't fret and worry that if my vision isn't upheld, that somehow the gospel will cease to be proclaimed and the mission of the church in Tioga County will come to an end. That's not going to happen. Rather, I have trust that God, who takes care of the lilies in the field, will in fact take care of his church. He will take care of his people. So if my vision for the world gets obfuscated and goes unrealized, I don't need to get worried or frustrated. I don't need to take it as a sign that God has abandoned his people. Rather, I move forward in faith and hope, trusting in God, who knows what is best for his people. I set my will aside, and I trust in his will, or at least I try to, because I know that my will is often limited in scope. If it were up to his followers, Christ, after all, would never have been crucified. And yet, had that not happened, we would not have had the resurrection, nor would we have fully understood the degree into which God loves us. And so therefore, we mustn't approach the various challenges that we face in our lives with fear and anxiety, but with faith in God, trusting that no matter what happens, he is in fact present to us. He does in fact know what is good for us, even more so than we do. And he will in fact take care of us. And even should he lead us to a cross, that cross will not be the cause of our demise, but the source of our triumph. Brothers and sisters, peace to you and to all who place their faith in the Lord.